Hi, my name is Charlie McGrath. I'm the founder of WideAwakeNews.com, as well as Wide Awake News Radio, heard exclusively on the Rinse Radio Network. I haven't put out a commentary video in the last week, and I've only put out a couple in the last two, in fact, because I have been... I made a decision that, you know, the spare time that I get, the spare time that I have, I need to start doing a better job of preparing myself, but more importantly, preparing my son for what I know is inevitable in this country. And it is a absolute, no question in my mind, fact that I believe we're going to experience a massive decline in our standard of living. We're going to experience sections of this country that truly become areas without the rule of law. We're going to experience massive amount of anxiety and stress and a massive amount of hatred that is going to be generated by the next wave of financial disaster. And if we're not doing the job of teaching our children, teaching ourselves on how to take care of ourselves, how to defend what we have, how to defend our family and our loved ones, how to know that you can do something to affect protection on yourself and your family. If we're not going to do that, if we're not going to take that initiative, then we are going to deserve what we get. And why would we think for one second, this community, why would we think that the majority of the people are going to go out of their way to make themselves savvy in the area of self-defense, in the area of prepping, in the area of even just realizing what's coming down the road? See, because we live in this world where we have overpaid politicians, overbribed politicians, overbought and paid for politicians who are willing to say and do anything absolutely necessary to keep their positions of power, even if it means indebting this nation far beyond a point that is even mathematically possible to free the nation of this debt burden that is surmounting every single day. If most people are going to just sit by and watch this occur, then of course most people are not going to do what they need to do to take care of themselves or their families. So when we do see a situation that is reminiscent of a without rule of law type of atmosphere, yes, there's going to be people who are freaking out and they're going to be mad and they're going to feel betrayed because they have been betrayed. Now, there's a lot of people in this community that have been talking about this kind of thing for a while. I am one of them. You know, there's a lot of us have been wrong on when the next shoe is going to drop. I've given up, long since given up, in trying to anticipate the depths of depravity that this government, that the previous government and the next government is going to go to in order to hold on to the illusion of power and to facilitate the enriching of their true constituency, Wall Street, banking institutions around this globe that have coalesced into one global financial entity, it seems, and is hell-bent on turning this planet into a one-world governance by the economic situations throughout the world. One-world governance under the guise of economic prosperity. And there is no prosperity. It's not here. It's gone. We've lost it. We've sat back and we've listened to people like Ross Perot talking about how the sucking sound was going to steal away the jobs from this country and we would never recover from it. We would never be a manufacturing superstar like we were. And he was 100% right, but he was marginalized, he was made fun of, he was they personally attacked him for his beliefs and his views, but he was right. We started losing this nation decades ago. Some would even argue quite a bit longer than that. But we started losing this nation to the politicians, to the interests that they serve a long time ago, and it's not coming back. It's not coming back. You can accept that reality, or you can stick your head in the sand and pretend everything's going to be okay. And at the end of the day, you'll have lived a life probably less burdened by the worry of the future, but you're going to, you've lived a life that's a complete and utter lie. And when it comes home to roost, you are going to be absolutely blindsided. Just a few facts. Just a few facts in a nation that has touted recovery by stealing from your future in order to pay for recovery now that never benefited the middle class, the shrinking middle class, the evaporating middle class. That recovery didn't happen because it wasn't supposed to happen. It was supposed to be exactly what it was. Take your future, steal it, give it to a bunch of bankers. Give it to a bunch of bankers who engineered this disaster in the first place. And now, if we look at the Dow Jones 16,000 and Fox News or Fox Business or MSNBC, they tell you things are great because we're at that watershed moment of breaking all-time highs on the Dow Jones almost every other week. But the reality is, this is propaganda in order to, again, facilitate profits for the people who advertise on their networks. It's collusion, it's corrupt at the worst level, at the highest level, and we, the people, are being duped by the notion of recovery because of massive welfare programs, because of massive spending of money that we don't have. We're borrowing it. We're printing it out of thin air. We're turning to the Federal Reserve as if they're some kind of savior. But in truth, the truth be told, they're not a savior. They're bringing us to the brink of destruction, and they're going to push us over the edge. So when is this all going to happen? Again, I've long since given up trying to determine the depths of depravity this administration, the past and the next, will go to in order to hang on to that power. But we can look at indicators and we can see what's happening in our economy. Our economy that is 70% consumer driven. Our economy that doesn't have the good middle class jobs that it used to have. The economy that doesn't produce anything other than, in a lot of cases, paper, and trade that paper for more paper. And we call that prosperity. But if we look at the news of the day, in a service-based economy, that's what we are. We're not a manufacturing-based economy. We're a service-based, 70% consumer-driven economy. We look at the news of the day, Quiznos looking to close 2,100 stores. Sbarro's 155 stores. Ralph's 15 stores. Safeway is closing one of their divisions, 72 stores. Ruby Tuesdays, 775 stores. Unannounced number of how many of them they're going to close. We have a billion square feet of retail space that is absolutely not being used right now. We have Staples closing 225 stores. Radio Shack, over 1,000 stores. Office Depot posted losses 13 straight quarters in a row. Kmart and Sears, 500 stores being closed down. Aeropostale, 175 stores closing down. Macy's closing or letting 2,500 jobs vanish into thin air. A Child's Place, 125 stores, going to close down. So the thing that's a very familiar theme with all of those is they are core businesses in a consumer-based economy. They're core businesses in a service-based economy. There is no way that this is turning around when we have these kind of numbers on a regular basis. You see, Dow Jones 16,000, that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything if you're one of the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that rely on these companies in order to put a meager sub-middle-class paycheck and put food on the table. So what do we have from the Wizard of Wall Street or the Oracle of Omaha, Warren Buffett? In a nation that in stores after store, job after job being lost, Warren Buffett, who even admitted in 2009 that he would not be in the position he is now if it wasn't for you, the taxpayer. In fact, he said in commenting about Thanksgiving dinner in 2009, if it wasn't for you, the taxpayer, he would be eating at McDonald's. So how does he show his gratitude to you, the taxpayer, that kept him from eating a McDonald's dinner, which many of you, it's all you can afford? How does he repay this generosity that was stolen from us? He takes his Fruit of the Loom plant in Kentucky, decides he's going to shut down and open it up in Honduras. And it isn't because this company isn't profitable. Fruit of the Loom is very profitable. But you can make more money if you steal somebody else's labor around the world. And it doesn't matter the hundreds or thousands of people who are sitting there in Kentucky without a job. They used to work at the Fruit of the Loom or the soon-to-be-closed Fruit of the Loom factory. It doesn't matter. They're not going to be talked about. You're not going to see them on NBC. You're not going to see them on Fox Business. Why? Because it's all about building an image of recovery and an image of sustainable growth that is being brought to us by debt, a burden of debt, buying more debt, and more trust and power in the Federal Reserve. So what's happening on the political front or what's happening on the police state front that points to indicators of the ultimate collapse? You have an individual down in Nevada right now. His family's been in business as ranchers since 1876. He has been a rancher his whole entire life. He's sitting there with 600 head of cattle that are on public land. That happens all the time. I don't know if most people realize this, but out here in the West, there's public land, and ranchers absolutely can lease this land so that they can graze their animals on it, because you know what? We need those animals, because that's what we eat, right? Him and his family have been doing this way before there was a BLM, a Bureau of Land Management, way before there was a Department of Interior or Department of Agriculture, way before there was this bureaucracy and this drive to make everything illegal, in which is what the case he faces now. It's illegal because there's some tortoise on this land that the EPA says you cannot run your cattle on it. He said the heck with it, and he's left them on there for years, and now we have armed agents surrounding a 600,000 square acre public land preserve, and they're ready to move in and spend $1 million on a private contractor to clear his cattle out of there, this rancher's cattle out of there, so that they can uphold the law, uphold what the government deems is necessary, which is the loss of sovereignty of individuals as well as states. Right here in Bozeman, Montana, not even a week ago, we had a company called USA Brass that was raided by the FBI. It was raided not only by the FBI, it was raided by the EPA and their enforcement division. Why? Well, if you listen to the local media here, it was the ridiculous way that this company had treated its employees. If you listen to the FBI or the enforcement division of the EPA, it's because they were messing around with lead and contaminating their work site, and they had to be shut down. This is the reality of where we live. We have the service economy crumbling. We have our freedoms crumbling. We have the expansion of corruption in Washington, D.C. and around this world. And we have the expansion of a police state that wants to absolutely monitor you from the second you get up to the second you go to bed. And how dare you question their authority? If you do, there's a really good chance you're going to end up with a 223 round or several of them right in your back, as we saw with a homeless man in Albuquerque just a week ago. This is the condition that we live in. This is the nation that we live in. Is it sustainable? Ask yourself that question. The answer is simple. Absolutely not. I'm not saying run in the mountains and hide in a cave. I'm saying accept, embrace reality. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Look at the future not through the prism of propaganda, but through reality. This is the only thing that you can do to affect change in your future. It is obvious. We as a nation are not going to stand up and rout these criminals. We're not going to stand up and demand a return to a constitutional republic or sound money. That's not going to happen. Why? Because it would have happened if it was going to happen. So you better prepare for what's coming at the end of this story. It's a year from now. It's 5 years from now. It's 10 years from now. I don't know, neither do you, neither does anybody that says that they do, and if they claim they know, you better run, because they don't. When it does occur, I do not want anybody who's ever followed this channel, ever heard one of my videos, or even has common sense enough to flip a light switch, I don't want any of these people, anyone, I don't want anybody in this country to go through what I believe is coming, but it is inevitable. I'm a lover of peace, I abhor violence. But the fact of the matter is, you cannot continue down this path of destruction of freedom, the destruction of an economy, the destruction of the will of a people by sapping them with promises of recovery, only to deliver more and more failure, while individuals like Warren Buffett and others on Wall Street continue to become more and more wealthy at your expense. I don't want violence. I love peace. But inevitably, when this breaks down, you are going to be responsible for you. You are going to be responsible for your family. You need to understand where we're at, where we're going, and what you can do to prepare for what's coming next. Enjoy the last minute of this video. It's what I'm doing to prepare. I want my 14-year-old son to understand what an AR-15 is, understand what situation our country's in, and understand that there potentially could come a time where he is called on, not by some government or not by some grand notion of patriotism, but called on to defend what we need in order to survive and to exist. He may have to defend his sister. He may have to defend his own father, but I want him prepared and understand what's coming down the road eventually. It doesn't mean you scare the hell out of your family or your kids. It means you have legitimate conversations with them. You have honest conversations with them, and you take the actions necessary. Please enjoy it. The rest of this video. Stories are attached, videos attached. That's all I got.
Half your breath out, hold it, and squeeze the trigger. Go when ready. Scan, 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 target. Good job. How'd that feel?
Fine.
Not bad, son. Not